know I was going to play some Stevie here during the show. That's part of every show. Glad to have Sabrina Madison and Jasmine Appleton with us, though, from the Progress Center. They're always moving on and moving forward. It's in the name. So tell us more about some of the work that you're looking forward to as we look into the rest of 22, ladies. What else is on tap here as you look to the end of the year?
Yeah, so this summer where the Black Women's Leadership Conference is back, I'm super excited about that. We're back for a day on August 5th at the Monona Terrace in the beautiful, beautiful space that overlooks the water. And so we'll announce our keynote speaker soon. I'm also looking forward to us bringing back the Financial Health Academy. So during the pandemic, we were funded, I think, $50,000 from UW Credit Union and United Way for their UW Racial Equity Grant. And so we created what is the Financial Health Academy. So I'm excited to bring that back because that pairs the entire household with financial education. Plus, each family got a $1,000 goal or grant when they were done completing it. So we also invest in the families who take some of our programming. I do want to go back to the entrepreneurial program focus, though, because when we launched that, I just got to say that because, again, part of the Progress Center is also like building up and creating our next generation of leaders. So someone like Jasmine coming in, working with those entrepreneurs, getting them comfortable enough to even take part in our pitch contest. So I believe 100% of our entrepreneurs who pitched at that event that she did the bulk of the work. I want to just put that out there because my schedule's crazy. It was their first time pitching. And so we saw, we gave away three cash prizes, $1,000, $700, and $500. But each of those folks who pitched, especially our grand prize winner, was absolutely afraid. You know, she was really, really nervous. But she got out there and just took it home. Like, she did a really amazing job. But I think that just speaks to the work that Jasmine and the center itself has sort of done to make entrepreneurs feel a bit more comfortable, get themselves ready to get out there and talk to potential investors, just talk to potential resource providers who can help them. Yesterday, I just had a phone call with another success story where an entrepreneur who was at the event, she also took part in a pitch, was having a conversation with a resource person. That resource person suggested a job for her, which was to work with young girls in a different student group across a different community. But she called me to just get some coaching about how she should, you know, do that, how she should set up her, you know, what she wants to get paid to do that. And she got it. All the advice we gave her, the coaching we helped her with. So now she's going to be, you know, doing her first presentation soon. So I just got to speak to, like, every day we're seeing the success, like outcomes of our successfully working with Black women. But conference coming up, we're definitely going to hold more pitch contests. We're playing with the idea of doing a sort of like end of season pitch where we might give away a couple $1,000s. So if you're listening to this and you like money and you're an entrepreneur and you're part of the Progress Center, it's only open to members. So you can always hit us up to talk about membership. But we're just excited to continue to sort of like have opportunities for people to win and to socialize.
Yeah, I saw some video on that pitch event. That was fantastic. It looked great. And like you said, talk about empowering people. You know, you put that in opportunity in front of them. And like you said, it might be a little scary, but it's a growth moment, opportunity. It's fantastic.
Yep.
Okay, tell us about membership. Tell us about partnerships, ways to connect and get involved.
Yep. So I always want to say thanks to UW Health. We were able to extend complimentary memberships to at least 100 folks who are interested in membership with the center. But our membership overall is really inexpensive, $15, $25, or $50 if you want to just really basically live at the space. But members get things like our private membership site where they can find each other, which was really important to me because as a Black woman, you could often feel isolated here in Madison. So in that private membership site, they can see each other, find, you know, if they're looking for a real estate agent or someone to do their hair, they can find that person listed in the membership site. So you get that. You get access to the space during our operating hours. You get to host your own events there. So we've had everything from photo shoots to book launch. I think we're having a baby shower soon at the space. So you get this beautifully designed space that's not going to cost you an arm and leg to rent. I think all we ask is to cover our staffing costs, and I rarely even ask for that. So you just come in, kick it, do what you need to do in the space. But I don't know. Anything you want to add, Jasmine?
Honestly, I just like seeing people, like, even just dropping by the center, like, mm-hmm. they're walking past, walking down the square, and they see our sign, and they're interested. We did just have a young lady come up, I think it was earlier this week or last mm-hmm. week, and she was wanting to start a trucking business. Oh, so yeah. we were able to just connect with her. We listened to her story, what her needs were, and then we already began setting those connections, getting her connected to different people that could mentor her, or kind of show her the way of the whole process of starting a trucking business. So just connecting with people like that on a day-to-day basis definitely makes my day.
The connections are huge, you know, when you're, especially you're trying to get something off the ground like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love the breadth of what you're doing. So you're looking at, it's not just, you know, certain types of businesses. You're open to all types of businesses and mm-hmm. having those resources to try to get anybody and everybody started. What about organizations, people that want to partner, want to invest in the Progress Center? What does that look like and how do they do it?
Yeah, so you could always just go out to our website and shoot us a message right there at centerforblackwomen.org. But I always want potential investors, partners, supporters, however you deem yourself working with us, to understand that we're interested in sort of like having an impact on your workplace or your relationships just as much as you're interested in being part of our work. Because if we can have a positive impact, for example, on your workforce, that just means Black women who works at your company are feeling less stressed. The workplace is less toxic for them. Because, you know, you can cut us a check for $10,000, and I really encourage you to do that. But, you know, how do I accept your money knowing that the women who come to us who work for you are unhappy? So are we also able to have a voice and just work with you to ensure that your workplace culture, for example, is a bit more holistic and less taxing on Black women? So just hit me up, shoot me an email, hello@centerforblackwomen.org, or just find me on the website.
We've been talking so much, and I get into these modes where I'm very positive and looking forward and looking at the progress, but we know there's still a lot of progress to make. We know there's a reason you are here and are doing what you're doing. Speak to the importance of your group here in the last minute or so that we have, and then tell people why it's important to get involved.
Yeah, because when I'll just go back to the very, very first event in 2016. There was a Black woman who stood up at that event. She said at the time she had lived in Madison for about 14 years, and she had never experienced this. This was simply a space where there are 100-plus Black women, all professional women. The content was delivered by Black women. The vibe was like everything beautiful and Black girl magic. And that is the reason that I continue to do it, because there should be no Black woman, no girl, Black men too, but especially Black women and girls and mothers who are living in a city and feel isolated and disconnected from having their social and professional needs met.
Fantastic. Sabrina Madison, Jasmine Appleton, the Progress Center for Black Women. Again, the website is centerforblackwomen.org. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for doing what you do.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
We'll be back here in just a little bit on Let's Get Local to talk about the Dane by Local Leadership Conference coming up later this month. Moving on.